Let's stand and let's read together the gospel for today. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit, like one waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. Let us sing the hymn before the sermon. Have no fear, little flock, have no fear, little flock, for the Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Have no fear, little flock, have good cheer, little flock, have good cheer, little flock, for the Father keep you in his love forever. Have good cheer, little flock. Praise the Lord high above, praise the Lord high above, for he stoops down to heal you, uplift and restore you. Praise the Lord high above. Thankful hearts raised to God, thankful hearts raised to God, for he stays close beside you. May the words of my mouth, Heavenly Father, and may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock." Jesus said, "Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit." Jesus said in this text, among many other things, "You also must be ready." These are thy holy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in thy truth, for thy word is eternal truth. Amen. As a kid, when I was in confirmation class, we had to take sermon notes every Sunday. Our pastor preached three-point sermons, something I never do. I have a beginning and an end. But with three-point sermons, you sort of had a clue how far along he was. And when he said, secondly, you hoped that part two and part three weren't as long as part one had been. So something I never do, today I'm going to do a three-pointer, enabling you to keep track, perhaps with an eye on your watch, aware of my progress. Three things from this loaded text. First, do not be afraid, little flock. Like perhaps never before, there are a lot of things going on in our world today to be afraid of. Mass killings throughout the world. The shooting of policemen in our country. Terror attacks and threats throughout the world. At home, increased tension amongst races. At home, increased tension over immigration. At home, increased tension regarding deportation. Political haggling like we've never seen before. Economic uncertainty, a melting polar cap, drought in California, floods throughout the South and Southeast, out of control fires up and down the West Coast, closer to home. And more personal, growing older, the possibility of getting Alzheimer's, like my dad and my sister, the possibility and cost of long-term health care. Point number one, Jesus said, do not be afraid. There are a lot of scary things causing us alarm, making us afraid. A myriad of things to worry about if you want to worry about stuff. While we live in some scary times, every age has had its scary stuff to deal with. For instance, my mom and dad. The Great Depression left deep scars. They lost their farm during those hard years. They also lost a baby son, which they never told me about and which I didn't learn about until after both of them had passed away. World War II. And the death of three brothers in our neighborhood. One family lost three sons, leaving a grieving mother who was rarely seen in public again. Jesus' words, do not be afraid, little flock, are appropriate for every generation. My mom died, I can hardly believe it, 47 years ago. Suddenly and unexpectedly, which was a hard time for me, a sad time. But Jesus said, Alan, don't be afraid, because our Heavenly Father's good pleasure is to give her the kingdom. God gave my mother His kingdom. Think about that. God gave His kingdom to my mom. So, Alan, don't be afraid. Don't worry about that. For it was your Father's good pleasure to give her His kingdom. Wow. Think about that. How could my heart be sad? Living through those years with Mom, my father died 36 years ago. Another hard time, scary, a new world for me, no Mom and no Dad. Well, we lost my dad years before he actually died, as he suffered with Alzheimer's. It was sad when he passed away, but in some ways not so sad, because we'd lost him years before. But just like Mom, God gave my father His kingdom. Think about that. Think about that. Wow, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. How can my heart be sad for the gift which my parents received? The kingdom. Secondly, Jesus said, go ahead, Roxy, look at your watch. I saw you do that. Secondly, be dressed for action and have your lamp lit. I was a baby of three kids. With our spouses, there were six of us then. Many of you attended my 70th birthday right here in Petersburg, over there in the Holy Cross House, 9 years ago. My sister, Shirley, played the piano while we sang, and her husband, Ernie, a retired pastor, found a few kind words to say about me. The morning Ernie died, I was dressed for action in my Gore-Tex rain gear, sitting in John Hogue's boat, prepared to go halibut fishing. When John came down to the boat and said he had just talked to my wife, and she said to him that my brother-in-law had just passed away. That morning, my brother-in-law, Ernie, was also dressed for action. A different kind. He had his lamp lit, and God, in His good pleasure, gave His kingdom to my brother-in-law. Wow. Wow. Think about it. Then, just 2 years ago, after a number of years of watching, my sister and her Alzheimer's, which took her away from us before she actually passed away. We went to St. Louis and took my piano-playing sister to her church, which she loved and in which she served. No longer speaking, she mouthed the words of the liturgy and instinctively knew when it was time to stand. And she put out her hands to the pew in front of her and tried to pull herself up, but which she could no longer do. Her lamp was burning brightly. Even in her non-communicative condition, the dreaded invasion of Alzheimer's in her life. But God, in His good pleasure, soon thereafter gave my sister His kingdom. How can my heart be sad? Just over a year ago, it was my sister's husband, my other sister's husband, my brother-in-law Hans's turn, also struggling with Alzheimer's, to be on the receiving end of God's gift. A few months before his death, I sat beside him in their beloved Dutch Reformed church in the farmland of Iowa and listened to him beautifully sing the wondrous hymns of our church. Hans, too, was dressed for action, his lamp not flickering, and with open arms and open heart received God's gift of the kingdom. Wow, think about that. How can my heart be sad? Well, there's only three of us left now. God gave his kingdom to the other three, Shirley, Ernie, and Hans, and his promise to the rest of us, my wife Mary Ann, my sister Norma, and me, promise that we too will one day be on the receiving end of his precious gift. Wow. Think about that. If you're counting, I'm going to move on to number three. And it's going to be short. You also, our text says, must be what? Ready. I guess that means you and me. Us. My sister Norma just turned 86 on the 28th of July. I'm nearing my 79th. My wife says she doesn't think I've got Alzheimer's yet. And my wife, Mary Ann, lags behind at age 72. I married a youngster. But the writing's on the wall. Any one of us could, at any time, claim God's promise by accident, by illness. None of us knows. The undeniable point is, none of us knows the days we have yet to live upon this earth. And so, point number three, we must keep ourselves ready, our lamps lit. Do not be afraid, little flock. For it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Do not be afraid. Be dressed for action. Keep your lamp lit. You also must be ready. A week ago, little did Al Dwyer know that it was going to be the last week of his life. As a believing, God, active, worshiping Catholic, Al's Heavenly Father, with good pleasure, gave Al the kingdom. Think about that. My candle holder has an inscription on it, and yours probably has one too. I don't know what your candle holder has printed on it, but I'll share with you what mine has printed. For by grace, you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing, but it is the gift of God. Wow. For by grace, we have been saved. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, for the gift of life and all the stuff that surrounds it, we give you thanks. Help us to understand that we are your children, children of the Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing that precious hymn, 781.
Gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge there was given. God his own doth tend and nourish, in his only all evil things he spares them. In his mighty arms he bears them. Neither life nor death shall ever from his children sake it is a loving purpose solely to preserve them.
Together we confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated, and let us continue our worship by receiving our offerings.